This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Years after the attack of 9/11, we take to the airwaves to ask you what's on your mind. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
And our telephone numbers are awaiting your commentary. Todd's phone is awaiting your text. Our laptops are awaiting your emails. The program that truly, genuinely wants to know what's on your mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, from the mothership, the legendary 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead. AM 1090, KTGO, Tioga, where I'm broadcasting live today. And KLTC in Dickinson, this is What's on Your Mind. How bad do we want to know what's on your mind? It's the name of the show. I don't think we could make it any more clear. I want to talk a little bit about 9/11. I really have this, it's not quite the pit I had in my stomach on 9/11, but it's close. And it was there in 2002, and it's been there 3, 4, 5, every year to the same degree. Right? I mean, when something bad happens, generally as time passes, you sort of forget and you sort of, you know, it softens a little bit. This one doesn't for me. And I want to talk a little bit about whether you share that feeling as well. And, you know, we have a pretty good sense of where our listeners are at from this dialogue we get to have for a couple of hours every day. And so enjoying it. And I detect a fair amount of angst amongst our listeners about where we find ourselves because of, just take a look at the headlines, what's happening in the world. And this Iran deal that we spent a great deal of time talking about yesterday being a prime example. I don't know. Here we are on the cusp of a deal with Iran. And, you know, I pore over these news stories and transcripts, and just was moments ago watching a 5-minute dissertation from Senator Heitkamp on how she trusts, you know, all these diplomats and people she's talked to in classified briefings, and I'm thinking, Senator Heitkamp, with all due respect, how about talking to some North Dakotans? How about having some real dialogue with North Dakotans? Not the phony stuff that happens at contrived, you know, events where you invite a few people and say a few words and they say a few words and everybody leaves and it's, you know, everybody has their talking points. I'm talking about walk into coffee shops where you have no idea what people are going to say and just say, you know, what would you like me to do on Iran and why? And, you know, the idea that we're about to give the number one state sponsor of terror money and remove sanctions because, you know, supposedly we're getting a way to better understand what they're doing is just laughable. I mean, whether you're in Tioga or, you know, pick your spot, it's laughable. And on the heels of 9/11, it's really, really scary. Now, thankfully, there are things going on today that I would characterize as normal, as what we're supposed to be doing, you know, in this case, on a fall day in September. We're broadcasting from the Farm Festival building in Tioga today to tell you a little bit about something we learned about a few weeks ago. And that is that the 4-H Livestock Show, that for many years a big part of this, has been brought back. So coming up here in a little bit, you'll probably hear some goats and some cows mooing and quite a ruckus because just a few feet from us will be the 4-H Livestock Show. We're going to chat with some of the folks that are participating in this today a little bit about that. And I'm glad that's happening as well because you got to have some normal on a day like today. And we want to thank our friends at Pinnacle for making this possible as well. Pinnacle Travel Plazas really are some of the best. I travel a lot, as listeners to this program know. And, you know, you get to know very quickly the good ones and the bad ones. And Pinnacle is one of the best of the best. Their Tioga location is their newest. And it is, well, the food is phenomenal. I mean, for one, it's like what you get when you go visit grandma or your favorite aunt in the way of, you know, home-cooked, just hearty meals. You know, you go in with prime rib or you get, you know, meatloaf or meatballs or, you know, I mean, we're talking hearty, hearty meals. There's the burritos there are the size of a football. I absolutely love those. And same deal in Stanley, by the way. They call that Bakken Central right on Highway 2. The Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga's on Highway 40, which is just a hair north of Highway 2 as you head into Tioga. They have something going right now called the Pinnacle Perks Program. And that allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend in the store, as well as on fuel purchases. And when you get to 1,000 points, which you get to very quickly, then you get like $5 off merchandise. And then you're part of all these clubs, like the coffee club, buy 6, get a 7th free. You know, the pizza club, buy 9, get 10, you know, the 10th free. Ice cream, Mr. Tire oil changes. I mean, the salon, the shower club, the you know, all kinds of things. No cost to the program, absolutely free. So good reason to stop by and take advantage of that when you're coming by one of the Pinnacle Travel Plazas. Do that if you can. All right, so we're going to head to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here today and give you a say on the program. We also have John Bolton on today. And I invited Ambassador Bolton on the program because of what I heard yesterday. And it was... angst is the word I would use from our listeners, and a little bit of despair as well about this deal with Iran. And here's someone that's been on, is a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, has a pretty good handle on the bad guys and what their designs are. And so we're going to talk with him a little bit about, you know, is it inevitable? Is there any way to stop this? If it does go through, what do we do? You know, somebody yesterday had an interesting line, called and said, you know what, I'm glad this happened because guess what, Israel will finally be able to take out Iran. Maybe so. So we'll spend a little time on that today, too. But it's Friday. It's a free-for-all. Anything on your mind, certainly welcome. Here's my big question for you today. Love to hear your 9/11 moment. We all have one. And for many of us living today on this earth, it's it, right? I mean, a few of us, like the greatest generation, they could probably tell you about Pearl Harbor, but there's not many of our greatest generation left. And short of Pearl Harbor, 9/11 was that defining moment when you realized we're under attack. I still believe we're under attack every day, but here's what I worry about. I think we don't pay attention to it. You know, we're so wrapped up in really stupid stuff. And, you know, if I started naming the stupid stuff, I'd be here all day, but I'll give you my most recent example. Cecil the Lion. Cecil the Lion consumed us. That's stupid stuff. Okay? I mean, a guy goes over as part of a hunt and takes out a lion. Some say illegally, some saying legally, whatever. If it was illegally, I think he'd be extradited there by now, and he's back opening up his... dental practice, which he had to shut down because of the insanity in this country. And, you know, by the way, the day he opened it up, there's this giant mob there of people who clearly don't have regular jobs. Anyway, I'm getting sucked into the stupidity. You pick your thing that you think is really stupid. There's a lot of it out there. We're stuck on stupid in a lot of ways. Meanwhile, just look at some news headlines. We have two mega cyber attacks that nobody's paying attention to. I mean mega. They just upped the amount of federal employees... and by the way, that includes our military that were touched in this attack. And what's the number now? I think it was like 56 million. It increased. That means their Social Security numbers. That means their addresses. What do you think they plan to do with that information? The enemy has that information. They know where our military live. They know where they've served. They have their Social Security number. I'll give you another one. The Energy Department of the United States has been hacked. Okay, so they now know where our nuclear stockpiles are. They also know everything they need to know about our power grid. What are they going to do with that? We foiled a plot today to kill some firemen on 9/11 at some sort of memorial service recognizing those that had fallen. We foiled that plot. Somebody intended to do that. I could go on and on and on. And obviously we have Iran as well. I think we have forgotten. And I think we're still under attack. And until we rise up and say, enough already. I think we can just set the watch to another 9/11-like event that may be far worse. I'm not the kind of person that runs around cowering in fear, wondering what's going to happen next, because I believe it can paralyze you. And largely, in my view, fear is the work of the devil. So I don't spend a lot of time doing the devil's work and allowing him to get into my mind. If you're fearful of something, that is, in my mind, tell me if I'm wrong, that's the evil one, okay? On the other hand, ask any parent. Do you prepare for what-if, maybes? Do you protect your family? Of course you do. Are we doing that to the degree we need to in this country? That's the question I ask of you. All right? And tell me where you were, what you were thinking on 9/11, and if it's any different today, 14 years later. 800-228-0550. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, live from Tioga today. Your call is when we return. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Don, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And a Piper's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
And we're back live at Tioga today. Farm Festival kicks off today. In fact, in about 10 minutes. That's how quick it's going to be here for the Farm Festival. It goes all weekend long. And before we're done today, we'll give you a complete rundown of the events. But my favorite is about to happen, the 4-H Livestock Show. The kids are out there now. Look absolutely adorable. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center, Polar Tank Trailers. Actually, the number right Polar is the number one tank trailer manufacturer in America. And Polar Service Centers, there's about 30 of them around the country, are here in North Dakota, Killdeer now, soon in Williston, and Billings, Montana as well. And they want me to tell you that in addition to anything you need in the way of a tank part, they have it, okay? Tank washes, they'll do it. In fact, if you mention my name, you get $100 off. And that's what they're known for. They've added now truck repair and truck maintenance as well, and a number of fleets have signed up. They do some incredible work. So, again, these service centers are well-equipped to ramp up and handle whatever you need, from brake jobs to engine jobs to, you know, any kind of repair and or regular maintenance as well. That's what they're doing at the Polar Service Center. Highway 22 North in Tioga. In Tioga. In Killdeer. I'm in Tioga. Highway 22 North, just north of Killdeer, and then also soon in Williston, and off I-90 in Billings, Montana as well. You tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Center. John Bolton, former U.N. ambassador U.S. ambassador to the United Nations at the bottom of the hour on the Iran deal. In the meantime, your calls, your questions, your comments, talking 9/11 and anything else you want to chat about today on the program. Jerry and Moorhead, you were next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. You were talking about data breaches. You forgot a couple of them that are local here. North Dakota Workman's Comp was breached. Minnesota Driver's License was breached. I've gotten letters from both of them, and the North Dakota Workman's Comp has been twice already this year.
I don't know that I knew that. I don't remember that one in the news. Has that been reported at all?
I think it had been reported. It's been a while. I think the last letter I got was like 2 months ago.
And I'm telling you, that cybersecurity, I mean, again, think of this. Think of this. We had a report in Minot of some suspicious individuals approaching the home of members of the military there. Why? How did they get the address? You know, I mean, where they live. I don't think we fully understand what kind of information assembly is going on right now and what they intend to do with it. That's an attack, though. That's it. What happened to you is an attack. You know, it's a different kind of attack than on 9/11, but, yeah. So there was workers' comp, and what was the other one again, Jerry?
Minnesota driver's license.
Oh, the driver's license. Wow. That is really incredible. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Tim, on the road, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. You were asking, where were we at? I remember right where I was at. I was at the... in the break room at Med Center 1, in the surgery center, we were all standing around the TV watching when it happened. But one thing that I want to bring up is a lot of us in the state of North Dakota haven't forgotten about what happened. And in remembrance of it, there's a group of businesses that got together, and we're going to be doing what we call the 9/11 shakedown today. And we're going to have a motorcycle ride that starts at Custom Stripes. And is going to go out to the Vet Cemetery, turn around and come back. And Dakota Community Bank is providing a steak and shrimp supper for all those. And any of the first responders that are like military personnel, firefighters, law enforcement, EMT, they all get to come for free. And we want to remember those people, because there were a lot of innocent lives that were lost that day. That was just a terrible act that happened. So we want to invite everybody that wants to come on out and help us remember those lives that were lost.
And good for you for rewarding the first responders who were so integral to the response, obviously, on that day as well. So it'd be a good
one. Those people were forgotten so much. I mean, there were so many of them that lost their lives. And at first, everybody remembered them. But in 9/11 now, a lot of us forget that those people put their lives on the line every single day for us, for our safety, as do the military people. So we cannot forget them.
What time is your event today, Tim? And this is in Bismarck.
Yep. These Custom Stripes at 404 Airport Road. Well, I'll just give you a quick rundown. Registration starts at 5 o'clock. And then at 6:15, we're going to have the presentation of the flags by the Honor Guard from AMBETS. And then we'll have the chaplain from the Bismarck PD that is going to be doing a prayer service. And we'll leave kickstands up at 6:30, and we're going to block off Main Street, go down Main Street, go to the Vet Cemetery, ride through the Vet Cemetery, stop for a quick pause, and then come back to Bismarck's Corral Bar.
Very good. Thanks for sharing, Tim. Appreciate the call. Glad you're doing that. You bet. Bill in Tioga, where we are today. What's on your mind, Bill?
Hey, Scott. You know, I don't tell this story much, but I was in New York City on 9/11. I was stationed in New York City. I'm retired military. And we heard about the first plane attack. And, you know, a lot of us in the office, you know, just started heading that way. I was a paramedic. And I saw the second plane hit. And I've been all around the world. I've seen combat numerous times. But the one thing I will never, ever forget is the sound of the jumpers when they hit. The people jumping out of the buildings to avoid the flames. And that's just something that will always stick in my mind. And, you know, we asked where we could help out. They, you know, for us who were medical personnel, we went to the battery expecting, casualties. And, you know, we had a triage center set up. And nobody showed up. That was the other poignant thing.
Wow. Yeah, pretty amazing. How long did you end up staying there then, trying to help, Bill?
We were there for probably 36 hours, and, you know, really wasn't much we could do. And I spent maybe the next few days cooking for some of the guys at the firehouse close to where we lived. And about another week and a half later, I was at an undisclosed location getting ready to go to Afghanistan.
Unbelievable. Yes, and respond in kind, as we did so well. Do you think we've forgotten as a country about that day?
Absolutely. That was my next point. The reason why I feel that a lot of things are going on today is because we've become complacent. And people have forgotten. You know, we've not had another terroristic event on our soil pretty much since then, you know, other than the things, notwithstanding the little minor things that, you know, some of the shootings that are attributed to workplace violence, quote unquote. But people have forgotten. We've become complacent. And when you become complacent, what happens? You know, our soft bellies are exposed. And, I forgive me for saying this, but mark my words, it's not going to be today, it's not going to be tomorrow, but one day we will rue the day when we got complacent. And
Bill, appreciate your service to the country and for calling today. Thank you very much. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our network of buyers and through our 15 Internet sites.
Speaking of Internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Years later, and we're on the cusp of signing a deal with a number one state sponsor of terrorism, something that obviously gives the vast majority of our listeners a great deal of concern, as we heard firsthand yesterday. And we invited Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador to the UN, to come on and talk a little bit about, specifically address some of the issues you raised yesterday on the program. Do that for you. We'll return to our conversation about 9/11 14 years later. Ambassador Bolton, nice to have you back. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me.
Understand you had dinner the other night with Congressman Kevin Cramer, so we have a mutual friend now in the good congressman, and I know a lot of members of Congress are calling on you to say, what the heck can we do about this, Ambassador Bolton? What are you telling them?
Well, this Iran deal is just an atrocity in terms of its threat to American national security. Iran got every major strategic objective it wanted at an absolutely minimal cost. Its way toward nuclear weapons is not only not obstructed by this deal, it's facilitated by it, unfreezing $100 to $150 billion worth of assets, depending on your estimate, eliminating the economic sanctions, and having a very, very amorphous inspection scheme that the Iranians will easily evade. And what that means is the world will be a more dangerous place. It's not just Iran that will get nuclear weapons. I think there's a nuclear arms race in the Middle East as a result already, with the likelihood that Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey, and maybe others will get nuclear weapons. And let's not forget, it's not just nuclear weapons are not just deliverable via intercontinental ballistic missiles. Iran, which has been for 35 years the world's principal financier for terrorism, could give a nuclear device to terrorists, smuggle it into the country across the Mexican border, put it in a tramp steamer, and sail it into any major harbor. There are lots of ways to deliver nuclear weapons. So this is not a deal relating to some distant problem in some distant country. This is a threat we face in the United States, and we'll face it very soon.
By the way, if you have a question or comment for Ambassador Bolton, he's with us for just a short time today on the program, 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline if we want to get you in there today for Ambassador Bolton with more questions or comments. Senator Heidi Heitkamp has supported this deal, and some former Democratic representatives from North Dakota have as well, and they've come out and made the case for this thing in saying, some version of the fact of, you know what, they were really close to getting a nuke anyway. This will give us a chance to keep an eye on them. And if they verify it, we still have the military option. We can do all kinds of bad things to them. What about that argument?
Well, all of it is dishonest. And it's exactly the talking points that the White House is putting out. Let's just take the first argument the president has made, that right now Iran is 2 to 3 months away from getting a nuclear weapon, but under this deal, they'll be a whole year away. Let me tell you, I have been on this issue for 15 years since I joined the Bush administration in 2001. And I've been saying for the last 5 or 6 years, and plenty of other people have been saying it as well, that Iran was 2 to 3 months away from being able to build one nuclear device, if that's all it wanted to do, to rush to build one. And for its entire tenure in office, the Obama administration has been saying, oh, no, no, that's way, way off, at least a year, 2 years, maybe 3 years before they could do that. And they say that right up to the point when they get this deal, and suddenly it turns out it was only 2 to 3 months all along. But their deal will put it off a year. Let me tell you, their deal won't put off anything. And that threat remains. The real issue is that Iran is not racing to get one nuclear weapon. When they break out, they'll break out with scores or hundreds of nuclear weapons. Let me just take the second point, that the military option is still there. Let me tell you, the president has accused opponents of the deal of being warmongers because that's the only other alternative in his point of view. Yet when he turns around and says all options are on the table, that's not belligerent somehow. And in an ironic way, of course, it's not belligerent, because when the president says all options are on the table, nobody believes him. Nobody believes him. The Iranians don't believe him. The Israelis don't believe him. I don't think most Americans believe him. So to say again that the resort to military force is not ruled out under this president, I just think is a falsehood.
We had somebody yesterday call and say, you know what, I'm okay with this deal, only because finally we'll be out of Israel's way and they can take them out. They've done it before in their history. They've shown they're not afraid to do it. And obviously we're not willing to do it, so let Israel do it. And that's what's going to happen as a result of this deal. Do you believe that to be a plausible outcome down the road here?
Well, I don't pretend to have any inside information here about what Israel may do, but your listener is exactly right. Twice before, Israel has struck nuclear weapons programs in the hands of hostile states. I would just say, if they do attack Iran's program, they will be doing our work for us, and I think the American response politically after an attack ought to be to say this was a legitimate exercise of Israel's inherent right of self-defense, and we ought to resupply them immediately with planes and ordnance and whatever we can do to help protect against what I think Iran's retaliation is likely to be, which is unleashing the terrorist Hamas and Hezbollah to rocket targets in Israel. I think Israel's time is growing short. Just as one example of how our agreement on this awful deal has changed things, President Putin of Russia just a few months ago signed a decree that authorizes the long-delayed sale of a very sophisticated air defense system to Iran. We call it the S-300. It can defeat any aircraft other than stealth aircraft, which Israel doesn't have. Arab officials have told me that the Russians might ship that system as early as the end of this year, the beginning of next year. And once that system is deployed and operational, Israel's option effectively disappears. So I think Israel has a narrowing window to make a decision. If they don't, it won't simply be Iran with nuclear weapons. I want to stress this. As I said before, 3, 4, maybe more other countries will begin a full-scale effort to get their own nuclear weapons.
Shane in Belfield for Ambassador John Bolton. You're on What's On Your Mind, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hello. My question is, can you help me understand what the thinking of our leaders are they just said recently that death to America. Can you help me understand how they could vote for something like this?
I'm afraid I can't help you understand it because I don't understand it either. I think this is an extraordinarily misguided worldview. I had hoped that more Democrats would stand up for the national security and not follow the president blindly. But it was a very disappointing, after all this agreement about how we're going to review the deal and both houses of Congress will have an opportunity to debate it, to look it over, and, we'll have an open debate for the people in the country. Yesterday, the Democratic minority voted to sustain a filibuster in the United States Senate. So debate in the Senate's now over because there's never going to be a vote on whether the senators approve or disapprove of this deal. That's like the saying, shut up, he argued. You know, that's saying we're afraid of even having the debate. We don't want to put our senators on record as supporting this terrible deal. That's not an act of courage. If this deal is so outstanding, they ought to be jumping to the front to support it. And I think everyone, House or Senate, who's announced their support for this deal is going to need to be held accountable for it.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Ron Kildare. Now your turn on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a question for Ambassador Bolden. I haven't heard anything from the Republican side as far as a plan goes. It sounds an awful lot to me like war, like the build up to the Vietnam War, that we got to go over there, we got to do this. And I always wonder why it always has to be America. I think the Europeans are involved in this. I think the Russians, the Chinese are, the country of India is also involved in this. Why do we always have to put our soldiers and our blood on the ground?
Well, I don't think that you're assessing the problem correctly. Let me ask you a question. How would you feel once Iran gets nuclear weapons?
Well, my answer to that is Pakistan is right by Iran, and my guess would be that they already have them. And what they don't have is the ability to make nuclear weapons. They have the money to purchase one, and I have
just
no
get this straight. You think Iran has bought nuclear weapons from Pakistan?
I think the possibility exists.
Well, sir, you're living in a dream world, I have to say, and it is the fact that if you don't like Iran's conduct today, if you don't like its sponsorship of the terrorist group Hamas, if you don't like its sponsorship of the terrorist group Hezbollah, if you don't like its sponsorship of militias in Iraq that killed American forces there with explosive devices manufactured in Iran, if you don't like Iran's support of Taliban in Pakistan and their attacks on Americans, just think what it's going to be like for our country, for our ally Israel, for all our allies around the world when they get nuclear weapons. And so I just want it to be very clear. If you support the president's deal, the consequences, sir, are on your head.
Another listener off air wanted us to ask you if other countries are going to honor the Iran deal.
Well, Iran is not going to honor the Iran deal. They are already in violation of it. I am morally certain of that. They made a strategic decision 30 to 35 years ago that they wanted deliverable nuclear weapons. We have more than ample evidence of the consequences of that decision and their extensive programs to develop nuclear weapons. We have zero evidence at the moment that they have now made a strategic decision not to pursue nuclear weapons. I think the evidence, in fact, is to the contrary. They think they can avoid detection. And, you know, this is a fine irony for Barack Obama and the others who accused George W. Bush of manipulating intelligence during the Iraq War. Their position rests on the belief that we know 100% of what there is to know about Iran's nuclear weapons program today, and that we will know with 100% accuracy going into the future if Iran violates any particular of this deal. I mean, that is a stunning assumption on their part.
One more quick one here. Larry in Fargo for Ambassador Bolden, quickly, if you would.
Ambassador Bolden, what percentage of the current Middle Eastern refugees would you estimate are al-Qaeda and ISIS terrorists?
Well, I don't think we know. I mean, I think that's one of the dangers of saying that we'll accept any of the refugees and give them asylum in the United States. I think there are populations out there that are under threat from ISIS. I think the many Christian communities are at risk of religious genocide. I think some of the offshoots of Islam, the Yazidis we've heard about that ISIS has been killing, selling their women and children into slavery. I think we do have some room to bring in populations like that. But until we can screen the people, I don't think we're under obligation to bring anybody in. We should provide them humanitarian assistance, but that doesn't mean necessarily coming to the United States.
And that's stop the madness.
Thank
thanks, Larry. Appreciate the call. Ambassador Bolden, thanks for your time so much. Appreciate your voice on this important issue, and keep up the good work.
Always glad to do it. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you, Ambassador John Bolden. Our guest, more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Ryan and Grand Forks, you're next.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now, that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue Southwest Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I want you to know I took my first selfie with a cow. It happened, Todd. Right here. And I was very proud of it. I sent it immediately to my wife. She said, he looks a little unsure of you. I have it on Facebook, and some guy named Sid said, which one is the cow? So that was... is that you on the left? Yeah.
Yes.
Ever taken a selfie with a cow before, Todd? Come on. I'm racking up the first year again.
You know where I did it? You should be able to guess this. Where did I do that?
Gosh, I don't know.
New Salem, North Dakota.
Oh, of course you did. With the New Salem Sioux? Is that who it was?
Yeah.
I see. Well, this is a live cow, so I got you there.
Well, my cow is bigger than your cow.
Don't start with me now, Mike. I've tweeted it out.
Your cow would taste better than my cow, but there we are.
Yeah, I have tweeted it out, and it's on Facebook if you want to see some radio history. I'm blessed today to be in Tioga, North Dakota, the 4-H Livestock Show Farm Festival building, which is along Highway 40 in Tioga. The 56th annual Tioga Farm Festival is underway now. Now that we got that going, they're cranking. They have a lot of fun planned here. Farm Festival building, kind of the hub of it all, but they have an open house at the new Tioga Medical Center going on, and they have just a lot of great things. A big fundraiser for the first responders here, and a lot of great things that are happening. So hope you get a chance to take it all in. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow as well. And a great night's sleep last night. You know why? I'm hauling my pillow along everywhere I go, because now I know what kind of a sleep, what night's sleep I get when I have my pillow. So I'm spoiled now. I just always have to have that night's sleep. And you too can sleep like Todd and I do on our pillows. If you call 800-506-9028, it's a special number just for our listeners. When you call that number, they know you're a listener of What's on Your Mind. And by the way, that helps our program when they know you're listening to us as well. So any of the advertisers you hear, when you go in there and say, hey, I'm here because I heard you on that radio program, that makes sure this radio program stays where it's at every day. Informing, entertaining, and hopefully adding to the dialogue. 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow, 50% off when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. Sincerely, I'm worried about your health. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep, okay? And that's where MyPillow comes in. You'll get a better night's sleep. 60-night money-back guarantee, so there's no risk here. And a 10-year warranty that will not go flat. You'll have it forever. 9/11, 14 years ago. Explain how you felt. Explain how that's different today. Tell me. Ryan in Grand Forks. Been waiting to tell us that a while. Thanks for waiting, Ryan. You're up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Awesome, awesome. How you doing today? I'm doing pretty good myself. 9/11 happened when I was in fourth grade, and it impacted me a lot. Just because, I mean, that was the first time, I think, now looking at it, that Americans got together, and they took out the terms like European-American, African-American, Asian-American. Everybody was just American. So, I mean, I think 9/11 did have a benefit. Like, I wish it would have never happened, but I think today a lot of people have lost that sight that, we all are actually Americans and stuff like that. The race stuff that's happening now, I'm a young African American, law enforcement, student, conservative libertarian and stuff like that. I'm 24. I think as the Black Lives Matter, that horrible movement, I think some of the things that they say are correct in some instances, but they need to come about it a different way because they're really not helping the situation. They're only making it worse. So they need to actually look at what's actually killing us, like us as a people, black-on-black crime, abortion, just things like that. It just hurts. I mean, we just need to come together as a people and realize that we're one nation again. But, yeah, so that's how 9/11 affected me, sir.
Well, that's an interesting set of comments on a number of fronts here. Let me ask you two questions. One, you said you were 10 on 9/11. So what do you remember? Do you go to your parents? Were you in school? Who helped shape your opinions on it?
Yeah, they called us out of lunch, and they all had us go to our homerooms, and then, it was on TV, and they said that, you know, this is going to impact you for the rest of your life. And I didn't really know what was happening. I was in fourth grade, so I didn't get the concept of it yet. Like, I didn't really know what was happening. What was the other question? I'm sorry, sir.
Different topic, but you mentioned that some of the things the folks in the Black Lives Matter movement say make sense. What do you agree with out of that? That way of thinking.
I think that I really do think, regardless of race, I think there needs to be cultural screenings before some law enforcement officers are put into certain communities, meaning I don't think if you grew up only around, you know, I don't want to just say a rural area, but yeah, and you haven't been cultured around like Latino or black people, I mean, I'm not saying that you can't be white and be in those communities, because I've known plenty of white people that have come from those communities and have the same culture. But I think either there needs to be more training with the culture, and I know there's like ethics training in law enforcement, but I think you honestly should be screened, because I think a lot of people subconsciously, not meaning to,
sure,
they see things on TV and they see things that are depicted, and whether right. we like to admit it or not, those things do.
Got to run, Ryan. Hang on, I'll finish this on the other side of the break. More coming up.
Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Dr. Sam Markell, NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist. Soybean farmers, please plan to attend one of the 3 NDSU Soybean Cyst Nematode Field Days this September. Soybean Cyst Nematode is one of the most destructive soybean diseases in the United States, and it continues to spread through North Dakota. Learn about sampling, biology, nematicides, resistant varieties, and more. Soybean Cyst Nematode sampling bags will be available for farmers, and the testing is funded courtesy of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Join us September 4th in Absaraka, September 9th in Galesburg, and September 11th in Hankinson. All soybean cyst nematode field days begin at 10 a.m. and conclude with lunch. For more information and directions to the plots, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s, and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.